The news from Zaporizhzhia is chilling in a very specific way. A Ukrainian drone strike killed Alexander Yakovlev, the chief engineer of the Russian-controlled nuclear power plant, along with his driver, near the facility. Rosatom, Russia's state nuclear energy corporation, described the strike as targeted, meaning they believe Ukraine knew exactly who was in that vehicle. This is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It has been a source of constant nuclear safety concern since Russia seized it in 2022, and killing its chief engineer introduces a new level of personnel attrition into an already fragile operational environment.
The implications here extend well beyond the immediate tragedy. Nuclear plants require highly trained, specialized operators. The chief engineer is not someone you can replace quickly. If Ukraine is systematically targeting personnel who are keeping a captured nuclear facility running, and Russia is claiming this was deliberate targeting, it raises serious questions about what the International Atomic Energy Agency's monitoring protocols can actually do in a conflict zone where both sides are making decisions that affect the facility's safety.
Russia's response to this, and to the broader question of Western involvement, has been to publicly declare that any Western troops present in Ukraine are legitimate targets. That's a formal doctrinal statement, not a rhetorical flourish. It's designed to deter the continued discussion in NATO countries about deploying trainers, advisors, or other military personnel more openly inside Ukrainian territory.
And then there's Zelensky's warning about Russian mobilization. He's saying that after the Russian elections, Putin may significantly expand the mobilization effort. The logic there is that elections, even managed, constrained Russian elections, create some political cost for imposing major burdens on the population. Once that political event passes, the constraints ease. If Zelensky is right about the timeline, we're looking at a potential Russian military expansion in the autumn.
The Democrats' Russia sanctions bill situation is also worth flagging here. Senate Democrats are warning that the Sanctioning Russia Act of 2026 contains criteria vague enough to allow Trump to impose tariffs far beyond what the bill's stated purpose would suggest. It's an interesting political dynamic. Democrats want to sanction Russia, but they're worried that giving Trump broad tariff authority in the vehicle for those sanctions could be used in ways completely unrelated to Russia policy.
Which is a fairly sophisticated concern, actually. Tariff authority, once granted, has historically been exercised in creative ways by executive branches of both parties. The worry is that you draft legislation for one purpose, and it gets repurposed for something entirely different. That's not paranoia. It's a reading of how executive power actually functions.
The China angle on Ukraine policy showed up in an unexpected place this week, too. U.S. troops reportedly unloaded China's only aid flight to earthquake-hit Venezuela. The geopolitical symbolism there is layered. American military personnel handling Chinese humanitarian cargo in a country that has been a flashpoint for U.S.-Latin America tensions. It's an odd moment of practical cooperation within a framework of strategic competition.